Thursday night, I returned from my vacation in Italy. I prayed there for you, my parish, at the tomb of St. Peter and the tombs of St. Francis and St. Clare in Assisi. Two years ago, when I first arrived here at St. John's, I told you that I was in love. And today, as I look forward to a new parish assignment from the bishop, I want to reflect with you what it has meant to me to be your associate pastor, your priest in this parish and for this parish. As I told you then, I had made a choice after becoming a widower to continue to live my life in love. This is a choice. It's my choice. Being a priest is not a job or a career in the ordinary sense. I imagine that a priest could live as if it were simply a job, but then that is not where you find the joy of the priesthood. The deepest joys of the priesthood are found in love, in serious relationships, much like marriage. Just like the deepest joys of marriage and the deepest struggles, doing serious things, real things with real people, living life together. 2 years ago, I told you that as we learn to fall in love with one another, that we would gradually lose our fear and hesitancy to have those conversations that lovers must have as we grew in intimacy and trust and common purpose. And it seems that we have. I promised you that we would speak earnestly about how to inherit eternal life. We have discussed that there will be a judgment day. I said that we would speak together about fidelity and obedience to Mother Church and to one another, chastity and the way we would learn to respect one another, and about the simplicity of life with which we would live our lives together, sharing our gifts for the common good. And my hope is that I have fulfilled my promises to you as I learned how to be your associate pastor. You taught me how to be a priest by giving me that chance. And I could honestly say that you have surpassed my expectations in many, many ways. This is a faithful Catholic church. It's alive. I cannot tell you how many times people come up to me and say, I'm from another diocese, another parish. What do you have here? This parish is alive. And on just another measure of virtue, generosity. You surpass most other parishes in the area. St. John's Parish supports the Catholic Services Appeal of the diocese almost twice as much as all other parishes in our deanery. Even though our median household income is exactly half the rest of the household income in the rest of Hayes County. That, my friends, is generosity. Our Society of St. Vincent de Paul gets a lot of attention from other dioceses, other parishes. People come here to see what is it that we're doing, because we have so much money doing so much service for so many of our poor brothers and sisters. We are an example of generosity. This is amazing generosity, and it's a sign of increasing spiritual maturity in our parish. I applaud you. I'm very proud of you. Keep growing in that direction. It leads to heaven. I said that I hoped that by learning to love one another and trust one another, we will lead one another to heaven. And I stand here today to tell you that I believe we've been doing that. Father Victor and I have spoken to you about sin and grace, original sin, and forgiveness of sin. We've worshiped together, and with Father Victor's leadership, we have increased the beauty of our liturgies. We have mourned together, and we've celebrated life together. What we have done has been to share virtue with one another, encouraging one another to live lives of virtue. This is how the kingdom of God comes among us, in fidelity and love, and in the hope of eternal life that we seek together, because you can't do it on your own. In Jesus' parable, we can see how God, working through the church, spreads the gospel throughout the world like a farmer spreading seed. The farmer is doing his job. He may not be aware of the growth of the corn growing in the soil, but nevertheless, it does grow and mature. And as a church, we witness to the Word of God as seed for the faith of the world. We evangelize, but God makes the church grow. God grows the faith. And through the church, we nurture and encourage the growth of faith, but God assures its growth. We must trust that man cannot block the coming of the kingdom of God. That's not something we can do. While I was in Rome, I reflected upon the amazing presence of the worldwide Church of Rome in Rome. Pilgrims from all over the planet, people from every race and nation and language, with whom I was just one more pilgrim in Rome. It was also obvious that the church is so very human, with its warts and imperfections, just like all of us. There's a great deal of soap opera in the church. If you've been following the church in the news lately, you may have heard about recent scandals. And there's plenty of them to talk about. And a lot of them are real. One of my friends in Rome is a priest who is also an advisor to the Pope. And he and I were speaking about the current scandals, and he could see that I was concerned. And he reassured me, saying, "Mark, everyone loves a good soap opera. But it is meaningless. It's a meaningless distraction from what's real. Little of it is really important. Much of it is contrived, as it has been throughout the 2,000-year history of our church. Mark, the real history of the Roman Catholic Church is the history of holiness. I can see that. And while some people are even saying in the press that they can perceive the end of the Roman Catholic Church and current events and scandals, nothing could be further from the truth. We are assured by Jesus, who said, "And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In that parable of the mustard seed, Jesus says, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." Our faith is the mustard seed. The world may see it as small and insignificant, but it's mighty and it's growing and changing the world. This is the kingdom of God. The Roman Catholic Church is alive and courageous and holy. The Roman Catholic Church is hated and despised by the world, but we must have faith that the world hated Jesus before it ever hated us. The church is our home. Like the birds in the mustard bush, we are safe in its branches. And we offer safety to others who come and seek comfort and relief. We don't offer the world's treasures, but we promise the treasures of heaven and eternal life for those who are faithful. The history of the church is the history of holiness. This is the message for pilgrims to Rome and Assisi and to this altar. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Be courageous in your faith. Hold true to your faith and grow in virtue. We are winning because God is winning, despite the frequent news reports to the contrary. Don't miss Mass. Go to confession regularly, frequently. Hold on tight to Mother Church. It's the only boat that'll get you home out of the storm. And thank you for accepting me and nurturing me as your priest.